1077 The Pulse. It's an abbreviated version of Good Morning, New Hampshire. Happy to have you with us. Peter's at home. I am here. And joining me on the phone right now from the Northern New England chapter of the American Red Cross, our good friend Mary Brandt. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Pat.
Okay, so this is on a daily basis, this is getting tougher and tougher as more blood drives cancel. How are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a few days since we last talked, so let me give you an idea of how it's going. And Pat, there is good news to report as well, but
thank you.
I know that it has been a few days since we last talked, and so to give you an idea of how quickly this can change, as of March 22nd, 6,000 Red Cross blood drives had been canceled across the country. Mm-hmm. The most recent number that I have is from March 23rd, and between the 22nd and the 23rd, 7,000 blood drives have been canceled, and that's resulted in about 200,000 fewer blood donations being collected. And for your listeners, let me explain a little bit about why that's happening. We've talked before about the fact that the Red Cross is a volunteer-based organization. We depend on volunteers to donate their blood. And the reason that we're seeing so many cancellations is those organizations, workplaces, college campuses, schools, the places that you see our little signs out there saying we're going to have a blood drive today, they are all blood drives, volunteer blood drive sponsors. And what's happening is that as these locations are temporarily closing due to coronavirus concerns and people are being told to work remotely and mm-hmm. practice social distancing,
yep.
it causes those blood drives to be canceled. So what we've been doing at the Red Cross, we're seeing these massive cancellations, and we are having to basically really just scramble to replace those blood drives because we just can't stop collecting blood. That's mm-hmm. just not an option.
Right.
So we are working around the clock, basically letting, first off, through people like you, your stations, letting people know just how severe this blood shortage is and how much we need them,
mm-hmm.
and getting new blood drives scheduled. And I did mention there's a bright spot in here, Pat.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And the bright spot is that people are responding wonderfully.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
It's always so inspiring when this happens. It really, things like this really bring out the very best. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm very partial, of course, to the wonderful region that I cover, but there's such a strong sense of community that when people know there is a need, they show up and they are coming out really just in droves. And the one thing that I would want your listeners to hear
mm-hmm.
is, as I said, this situation is very fluid now, that drives are being canceled, drives are being added. The best place for people to find a blood drive near them is to go to redcrossblood.org or use your Red Cross blood donor app. But if you type your zip code in there, that
mm-hmm.
will be the most current list of blood drives. The last thing we want to have happen is that people are making time to help us. They're coming out. We do not want them to be frustrated in
right.
Finding a place and finding out it's been canceled or there are so many people there
mm-hmm.
that they can't donate. So we encourage you, and Pat, this is none of us know where this is going.
I know. And you're just like any other restaurant or bar
yeah.
or school. I mean, you're having to come up with a way on the fly to adjust to what's going on right now.
Absolutely.
And the
reason that I want people to know, we are so grateful to the people who are making time to give, but I just want to reinforce that this is something we're all going through for the first time, and it's going to be a marathon, not
mm-hmm.
a sprint.
I know.
So if you go online and find, there's not a blood drive in the next 2 days,
mm-hmm.
please find one. Get your appointment scheduled, because we don't know how long we're going to be in this. We don't know what this is going to look like, and we need blood donors to make those appointments, and they are. I just want to give them a clear picture of what is going on now and why they may find themselves having to go further out. And let me reinforce that here in our area, you do have access to the Manchester Blood Donation Center at 425 Reservoir Avenue. We are adding blood drives at our New Hampshire Red Cross chapter location there in Concord. But
that's great.
Please still go on to the website, schedule a blood donation. Don't forget to do it. We're going to need your help for the foreseeable future to keep that blood on the shelves.
And just let people know too, Mary, that because of course everybody's anxious, even when they're going to the grocery store, even if they're keeping themselves at home most of the time. When they go out, they're a little anxious about this whole thing spreading. You guys are doing everything you can to make any of these blood donation locations as safe as possible.
Absolutely. Let me first say that the Red Cross, as all blood banking organizations are, is regulated by the FDA. So we do have a very set of thorough safety protocols.
In a normal time.
Any day of the week that you would go in to donate blood before this, you would see the collections people wearing gloves and changing those gloves off and routinely wiping down the beds where donor touched areas. Their collection sets that they take your donations with are sterile, one-time use, and thrown away, and the arm is prepared for donations with an aseptic scrub.
Yep.
The new things that you will be seeing in the world of the coronavirus is that following the recommendations of the CDC, we will be checking the temperature of not just our donors, but our staff before they enter any blood donation center or enter any drive to make sure that everyone is healthy.
Nice.
Every place you go, Pat, you see the hand sanitizer all over, and it's the same thing at our blood drives and at our blood donation centers. And we are practicing social distancing. The safety of our donors and our staff is uppermost in our minds.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But let's reiterate to people too that one pint of blood for you, the few minutes that you take to make this donation, can mean life to people.
The Surgeon General, I may have told you this before, but I love this statement he made recently, letting people know that the Red Cross needs their help. And the U.S. Surgeon General said, you can still go out and give blood. We're worried about potential blood shortages in the future. Social distancing does not mean social disengagement.
Correct.
We need your help.
Correct. And we absolutely need to keep this moving forward, because again, you don't know what's going to happen at any time of life, and you may find yourself needing that blood that is right now in short supply.
Absolutely. Now more than ever, there is no replacement for a healthy volunteer blood donor. We realize that people are nervous. They are concerned. But please, please make time to donate blood. Patients are counting on you.
Absolutely. And it's just like why we are sheltering ourselves at home, because it's not so much about us getting the coronavirus. It's about the whole community. And this is the same. This is the same theory.
Absolutely. And I have to say, as I said, I cover the Northern New England region, and I get to travel around New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine and meet a lot of wonderful people. And I absolutely believe, and I have seen, that during a crisis, we see the best of our communities and the people. They step up. They help their neighbors. And in the midst of this coronavirus emergency, the Red Cross is asking individuals, please, take this responsibility seriously by practicing social distancing and donating blood. These two activities are not mutually exclusive and are going to go a long way to keeping our community members healthy.
All right, redcrossblood.org. Go there, find a donation spot near you. Otherwise, Concord and Manchester are always open if you're in those areas. Mary, let's keep staying in touch.
Let's do that, Pat. So appreciate your support.
No, no problem at all. We're here for you whenever. Mary Brandt from the Northern New England chapter of the American Red Cross. More of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.